Life on Earth was changing. Thanks to the creation of an immortality drug, humanity had divided itself into two distinct groups. The Eternals, a class of wealthy, prospering people, and the Transients, which consisted of lower and middle-class folk who were just trying to stay alive in a world that was quickly running out of room. My name is Dean Slade, and I'm a transient mechanic, grade 2. Once the Transients rebelled against the all-powerful Eternals, demanding a return to the old ways, things seemed to get out of hand, quick, and in a hurry. It took a few months, but the Eternals had struck a deal with the leaders of the rebellion, finally granting their lower-level counterparts, us Transients, an opportunity to branch out and leave this planet. This compromise had been a long time coming. 12 seed colony ships had been built over the last few decades, each the size of a small moon. I was one of the lucky sons of guns working in the trenches, assembling parts. Mechanics were high in demand right now, thanks to the sheer size of the ships. It wasn't as if they valued our trade, however. Far from it. They just needed hands to hold the tools, turn the screws, and connect the pieces. Automation could only get you so far, after all. There was just no substitute for human hands and a little elbow grease. It was about 2 kilometers in each direction from my apartment to the yard where I worked. During this walk, I traveled through a neighborhood well known for its crime statistics. As it happened, I was about to become one of those numbers. The sounds of footsteps shuffling echoed like a whisper from the nearby alleyway, followed by someone gagging and coughing. Usually, I didn't get involved in these types of things. My credo was, don't ask, don't tell. Just keep my head down and do my job. Live my life. Survive. I don't know what made me break my silent pledge. It's not like I didn't know better. For whatever reason, I chose to stop and investigate the sounds, poking my nose where it undoubtedly did not belong. Around the corner, large trash receptacles and a fair amount of garbage littered the ground. The smell of week-old rations someone had thrown up wafted through the air. Past the stench, 3 men wearing heavy coats and beanies struggled with a woman. Outnumbered 3-1, she still found the strength to fight back. While I didn't know her name, I knew I had seen her before. She was one of the other mechanics working on the colony ship. There were hundreds of us, and I'd only taken the time to talk to a handful. The 3 men harassing her were reaching into her coat pockets, or at least I hope that's what they were doing. The alternative left a foul taste in my mouth.
Easy. Come on now, snickered the man covering her lips. Credits don't come easy around here. This is warlord territory. So you'd better get to know that name. You're going to have to start paying a fee for walking on our streets.
She tried to speak, but his hand kept her voice muffled. His 2 counterparts were wrestling her arms to her side while still rifling through her pockets. To her credit, she wasn't making things easy on them as she squirmed around trying to get away. Suddenly, they ripped off her coat and beanie, revealing a curtain of long, dark hair.
Well, well, what do we got here? Asked the second man as he pulled out of her pockets. A fistful of credits and some kind of card? What is this? Is this one of those fancy new holo?
Her foot came up, kicking him in the groin. The unlucky mugger sank to his knees, whining like a small child. At the same time, she bit the first man's hand. He grunted and pulled his palm away. She looked at the entrance of the alley, seeing me for the first time, and her eyes begged for help. She opened her mouth to yell when the last mugger slammed a fist into the side of her face. A hard crack sounded, and she slumped to the ground. The man glanced back at me, finally alerted to my presence, and all 3 men weighed my intentions. I wasn't the biggest brute in the room by any means. I was only average height and in decently good shape from my years lifting and working with my hands.